你了。
Hi, Jim. It's Nadine Medina. I got your text message. You were asking if I was the lady that you talked to earlier. I know you had gotten a call from a client and you had to go.
Yeah. Anyway, I Googled egress windows billings and my name comes up about 20th or something in there.
Like on the second page. Yeah, I saw that too.
So what you're saying is my name will be on the first page?
It'll be on the first page, yeah. We don't have a way, just to be transparent, right? We don't have a way of saying, Jim, you're going to be number one or you'll be number six. But what we do have is that you'll be on that first page. They're amongst those on the first page. Currently, I did notice that you were on the second page because I was doing some searches as well. But it's on that first page where we would get you.
Okay, how do those other people, how are they getting on that first page? Are they advertising?
They obviously are advertising with other companies, right? Our particular company, Local Splash, we're not working with anyone there in your area, and that's why we're calling to fill the position. So if we were to begin working with you on that first page of Google, we would actually close out the category. And that's how we work. We work with one business per industry, per area, and that is to ensure that the company that we're working with is getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure.
Okay, and so that I would get that first page no matter with those 17 different keywords?
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah, in fact, we do schedule what's called a client interview onboarding. That's with one of our technicians. And what they do is they go over the keywords and search terms that you want to be found for, right? So they'll let you know, like, yes, that's a high-searched keyword, right? So they're looking at the data system as well. So, of course, we do take your input on it, right? Because you know what you want to be found for as well.
Okay. I'm just curious. I was, right now it seems like on the concrete cutting, I come up the first one on that one, don't I?
Let me take a look. Let me see. I see you coming up as number one for the concrete cutting. And then I see precision concrete cutting, P&H concrete. I see that come up.
All right.
So typically what Google does, like when someone's performing a search, right? They're going to pull, if someone's typing in concrete cutting, right, they're going to pull anything that's affiliated with keywords or business names with concrete cutting, right? If they're doing a search for, like, let's say a concrete contractor, right, they're going to pull up any business that is associated with that keyword or business name for concrete contractor, right? So even if I look up, let's say I'm looking for a concrete contractor, I see Billings Concrete, I see P&H Concrete, and then I see you come up as number three, right?
Okay, so, and that's under what, sir?
That's under concrete contractor.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at your profile page, right, Barrick has concrete cutting in the business name, and then you have yourself listed as a concrete contractor, which makes sense, right? But there's many services that you offer aside from that being like your primary category, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Without getting too complicated on you. I hope I'm not.
Okay.
A
couple other names that I have, you know, the way you saw my concretecuttingmt.com website. A couple others that tie into that are Egress Express, which with just an X instead of EX. Egress with capital Express.com, and then Egress Windows Express.com. Is there a way that I could have those, that, what could I do with those names where that would pop me up because they're sending it to the same website?
Gotcha. So, let me see here. So you're saying that there's a website that's egress X with the X, right? Not the EX.
Yep. Right.
Windows.com, right?
No.
Or egressexpress.com.
Egressexpress.com and then egress Windows Express with the EX.
Okay.
So it's just the egress express, doesn't have the E in it.
Okay. Yeah, every time I try to look that up, for some reason, it's trying to give me the suggestion to look up with the express with the E in it. That's weird. Yeah, it keeps taking me back to that.
You know, I pull them up on my phone. Let me look here.
Okay. Are these other websites of yours, is what you're saying?
Well, they sent it to the same place. Yeah, the Egress Express, then it takes it right over to concretecuttingmt.com.
Yeah, I don't see that. For me, when I try to type it in, it keeps giving me other suggestions because I did it without the X, like you said, and it keeps giving me other suggestions. It's not pulling it up. It keeps referring me to put it with the EX, and I keep putting just Express.
Well, I just typed in egressexpress.com, and it popped it right into. Oh, there, and then, let's see.
Let me see if I see it on your website.
Oh, I see where yours came from because maybe that's the Bing search.
Yeah, even as if I'm typing it in as if I'm looking for a website, right?
First time or two I did it, it just popped it right up. But now it's sending it over to that.
Is it doing that same thing to you now?
Yeah,
so when I type it in, you know what it did? It took me right back to your Barrett Concrete Cutting. So this is the actual website, the concretecuttingmt.com. That's the website that's currently linked to your profile page. So Google allows there to be one website linked to your Google profile. You can't have like three different ones linked to one. It's just going to be one website link. It'll say website, so when they click on it, it's whichever website you want linked to that.
Oh.
Is the one that's going to be appearing there. Uh-huh.
I see. Okay. Is there any way you can do better than that $149 a month? Could you do it at $100?
You know, I wish I could. I wish I could, Jim, but the $149 is actually the lowest package for the local only. There's nothing even less than that. That's like the very lowest. And I know that you had mentioned, you know, $100 was much for you even at the time when they had offered it to you. I wish we had one that, you know, was at that rate, but unfortunately that's the lowest for the local only would be the $149.
That Smith and Company, let's see.
Which company?
came up with. Well, right now, I just went egress windows billing, and right now it kicks up Craigle Construction. You know, I thought he was out of business. Maybe not.
When I type in egress, I see Smith & Company Construction, Craigo Construction, Reynolds Window Door, Window and Door. What else do I see here? Renewal by Anderson of Montana, T. Davis Construction, Linrich Seamless Siding Windows and Doors, Billings Window and Door. So when I do that, the number that I see you come up as, so like, okay, when you do the search, you see that little check mark, and next to it, it says Google Guaranteed. That's a different type of program, right, that Google offers. And then underneath of that, you see these other companies, which are the local maps, right?
Well, let me try. I can't, I'm not, that wasn't coming up.
Yeah, I see you come up as, in fact, I'm seeing you coming up on the second page on that one. You thought which company had closed?
That Craigle. Anyway, when I went to my desktop, Craigle has kind of a bigger thing that where it pops it up, you know, a big kind of bold picture of it right off to the side.
Yeah, so these are still profile pages. It's just like in a different format on the local map. Google's always changing, you know, their formats and how it appears. So yeah, I see it like that too. So when you click on the more businesses, it's when it kind of gives the picture on the left, and then it gives more information.
Okay, well, that's about the, I just went egress, this is under Microsoft Bing.
Uh-huh.
Where they have one that's kind of like an ad under its own, and then their address and everything right below it.
Oh, yeah, because you're looking on Bing, right? You went through Microsoft Bing. Yeah, I'm searching from Google.
Oh,
so Google and Bing, it'll make it look different, but still, it's first page placement that you'll even have on there as well.
But okay, like if you did that one on Bing, how do I get like something like that where it shows up where it's stuck?
So we create a profile is what we call it, a profile page, and it's submitted to Bing. So we also create a profile for you there. So if anyone's going to Bing and they're doing a search there, they're still going to see your profile.
Okay, but are you seeing what I'm seeing with that Craigle one popping up where they have the, it's kind of a single, and then it,
let me go. Egress, Windows, Billings, Montana. Let me go to Bing Places so that way I can see what you're seeing. Oh, it's making me do a whole sign-in. I'll have to do it from my other computer. Maybe I could do it from my phone. That might be easier. Give me one second. Yeah, because everything I have set up is all Google, right? Except for on my laptop at home, I have the Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
So you know how that is, right? But on my phone, I don't. On my phone, I got Bing on here. Let me pull it up. Egress, Windows, Billings. Let's see what comes up for me. Oh, I see Crago, right? So when I open it, oh yeah, the profile, I see how they got their set up. Yeah, so that's how Bing has their local listing set up. So you'll have a profile page on Bing as well. So where, you know, again, people can go on that profile page on Bing and then leave you reviews on there too. It's part of our, what we call our directory submission. It's part of our submitting that we do with the additional. Yeah, I see Crago on there. I see the Home Depot, which of course yeah. you'll see them, right?
Yeah.
I see what else. And then you see like all these other directories, Anderson Superior Quality Windows. Renewal by Anderson. And then it gives you all these links, like if you want to go to like different directories. Let's go to maps. Yeah, when I search for the only ones I see for Billings is, in Billings is Crago and the Home Depot. On the maps for Bing. Under the maps for Bing.
All right. But the only thing you'd be providing, you wouldn't be providing getting me over to that, would you?
With what we do with the local only package, it's going to put you on the first page of Google. We also create the content for you to be listed on Bing as well. So if someone's performing that search on Bing for your services, they're going to be able to find your company listed there, right? We do the directory submission, which means we get you listed on additional directories that are popular. Directories that are popular like within your area, right? A few of those to mention, okay, are like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, and these are just naming a few, okay? And then, of course, we want to make sure that your website is also anchored wherever we are listing your business, okay? Because we want them to get to learn more about your company and also see the work that you do. And then in addition to that, the voice-activated searches. So a lot of people use Amazon Alexa when they're doing a search, Google Home. They also use Siri, right? So we want to make sure that they're still able to pull you up when using those devices. And if they're even using their iPhone, if they're doing a search from their Android or doing a search from their tablet, we're going to still ensure that they're going to be able to pull up your company using any of those devices. It's what we call the mobile platform. Because, you know, nowadays, I mean, I'm always doing searches. If not for my phone, I'm doing, while at work, I'm doing searches on my computer, right? But I'm constantly on my phone. I'm asking Siri, Siri, find me this, or Siri, you know, constantly. And then I got Alexa at home, so... Which I don't think she likes my voice because I asked her for something and she's like, I can't understand what you're saying. But if my husband asks Alexa for something, it's like, oh, going to Peacock, you know, to the channel. And I'm like, really? I think she doesn't like my voice. I told my husband, he's all, you're just not nice when you talk, when you're asking her. I'm like, get out of here. You're crazy.
So.
Oh, I heard something beep. Is that your computer?
Yeah, I don't. It must be an email that came in.
Oh, okay. So any other questions or?
Well, I'm kind of leaning toward doing this, but and I'm not sure if this is the best time of year to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Does it typically get slow for you around this time, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, because the holidays, what does it, or is it more like because of weather-wise?
Well, weather, you know, and so it's people are.
Yeah.
Usually, it's just in the 34 years I've been doing it, you seem to hit this time of year right between now and Christmas. And
yeah.
It just drops off and there's nothing for a couple months.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get ready for Christmas, and then they're trying to play catch-up after all they spent, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, now that you know that that's my number, right? I did get your text. You know, I just, when you're ready, you know what I mean? Give me a call.
Okay, well, I just did it under Google, and... Mm-hmm. You say that you can, right now it just shows Smith and Company, Crago, and myself. I mean, Reynolds. But I would be guaranteed to be on that first page there.
I'll be very transparent with you, okay? It's going to be a process, right? I'm not saying that you're going to be up there tomorrow, okay? Because it's a process by your keywords and search terms. So just so you understand the timeline, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories, okay? Within 5 to 7 days as well, we're going to be sending you, it's a username and a password, okay? So you're going to have a login to your dashboard, okay? You're going to be able to go in and see all the keywords that you're listed for, how many phone calls you received, where they performed the location of that search. We want you to track your results with our program. As far as the first page placement with all of your keywords and search terms, that can take between 30 to 45 days, okay? However, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, sometimes, Jim, I've seen where it's happened sooner, okay? Now, as far as because you already have the profile page on Google, you do have to add us on as managers so that way we can optimize it and manage your profile. So there could be a possibility that it might happen sooner for you, okay? But that is our promise.
Can you guys get rid of, I have that one review that's a one on there.
You need which review? Why, there's a bad review on there or something?
Yeah, I mean, under me, I mean, there's 17 reviews, and one of them is they gave me a one.
I'm looking. I don't see it. I'm looking. I see you got 17 reviews.
I only have a 4.8. That was because of, they're all fives outside of one.
Yeah, I'm looking to see where the one's at. I'm seeing all the fives right now. That's a five. That one's a five. That one's a five.
Well,
one, that was a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, my son's an attorney, and he's going to be contacting them, but you pull that up and by April Myers, those three pictures.
Uh-huh.
All three of those were fixed, and those were brought about. That first picture where it shows the gap under the concrete. When I did that, their downspout came out about 2 feet or 3 or 4 feet from the window well, and I told them they needed to change the direction of the gutter so it came out at the other end of their building.
Right.
But right now what's going on is there's like 624 square feet of roof area, that's a gap, that's dumping down that downspout, and then they had a drain about 6 feet out, and this gutter extension that they put onto it, put it right over to that drain, and that drain kicks back into the window well because I had to cut that when I was digging that hole. And so it's dumping 624 square feet of roof area of water into.
Oh, wow.
And that's why that settled in a year. And so the reason that first one's settled is because of their own actions. The second
right.
picture where it has the grade on there,
where
those splotches and stuff, they tore the trim off of it. And then if you look at that third picture, you can see the trim on the bottom. You know, they tore all that off on their own.
Oh, wow.
And they're leaving it up there. My son said that that it has to be false. And so I finally got it across to him because, you know, he's thought I was being over-exaggerating. And then she said that, here I have mine where you look through her. She said that, it would be done in 3 days and then excuse after excuse.
Right.
And, she said we finally thought the job was finished 3 months later. No, it was 2 weeks later, and they had me come back and do some reworking on it. And it was 2 months later, and they paid me.
Well, you know what I think is interesting, right, is that first off, you know, if you're dissatisfied with his work, right, why would you call him back again to come and do something else?
Well, I went back and did warranty work on it.
Right.
And I didn't have a problem with that, but I looked at that and I thought, now, how in the hell could that have settled that much? And then I looked at it because I'd forgotten about the downspout. And when I took a break, I went back. I walked out and I looked at the house and I thought, well, here's the gutter coming down right here and it goes into that drain. And so that came about. What happened is they got mad and because it flooded 3 times.
Right, but if they would have done originally what you had told them, right, because you told them what direction to put it in, I mean, that would have been better.
Yeah, well, that's what my response was that I told them that 600 square feet or more roof area dumped into 17.5 square foot footprint of a well.
Uh-huh.
34 times the water. And so I said that was a huge funnel.
Yeah. Wow.
And I explained everything, but still, this is the first, it pops up first on my reviews.
It pops up first, and I'll tell you why, because I believe it's because it's the most recent one. To be quite honest with you, I didn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well,
one thing I'll tell you is this. When you're looking at your profile, right, you see your 4.8 stars, 17 Google reviews. If you look a little below your profile page, you're also going to see that the reviews that stand out, he did the work and the time promised for the promised amount. Jim did an excellent job for reasonable price. Jim did a nice job installing an egress window into our basement. So that shows like your most like highest reviews, work, excellent job, egress window, basement. So when you look further down right there, right, you know what I mean? It's that, to be quite honest with you, I honestly didn't even notice it until you told me. Unfortunately, there's not a way for us to remove it. You know, I wish we could, because I'll tell you, there's people who have put reviews on others. They were like an employee that was let go, and they were just, you know, upset. You know, so they went on and put a bad review. But those kind of reviews, you know, you could try to fight them, but like this one, it's pretty tough. You know what I mean? The one thing that I will say, you responded to that review. A lot of people won't respond, okay? They won't even reply to a bad review. And it's like, you should, because you didn't do nothing wrong. When you just leave it unresponsive, that you don't even respond to that review, you should be able to defend yourself, right? And say, you know what, I did a good job, and you know, this is what happened.
You know, my son, who's an attorney, said that it sounds just like somebody making excuses.
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to, you know, and okay, you know, I'll tell you, I've had people do stuff around my house and they might not have done an excellent job. But one thing I won't do is leave them a bad review like that, unless if it was super bad.
Well,
super
bad. Like I said, that lady in her first review, but she did edit it. In her first review, she said that it leaked 3 times, which was a real killer.
Right.
Went back, you know, but I had COVID last summer and it was kind of long COVID.
Oh,
and
you poor thing.
And, so that really messed things up for, and with this, I knew that the work that was to be done there, that I couldn't
uh-huh.
just send my crew out.
Right. Right.
And, you know, I knew that I had to be there. Well, they got upset instead of calling me and saying, hey, we're going to give you a bad review. But she does put it in there. She said he didn't come out until I put the review on here. You know, but she was just a pure absolute bitch.
You know what? I'll tell you, you come across some of those, and it's unfortunate because they could just be having a bad day, but guess what? You're the one who's receiving the end of it, right?
Well, I'm sure they were mad after it flooded 3 times. Well, they didn't call me the first time it flooded. They just stayed mad.
Well, that's their bad then.
I know, but you can't, you know, if I was to say something like that on the review.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, that's just between me and you. I would never tell you to say that. But, yeah,
I mean, shame
on them that they didn't call you. You know what I mean? You waited until it was 3 floods later. Then you want to leave them a review without giving them the opportunity to fix it the first time? The three floods
were because they did not move the downspout. And I told
right.
her husband that, and when she finally she said, well, I guess that's on whatever her husband's name was, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
She said, well, that's on Gary, and it was like the two of them were fighting, or it's on him, but, you know, I'm still mad at you. You know, and so she said, just get the work done. So I got the work done, and her husband said they'd take the thing down, and that's what he told my helper he'd do that night. Well, all they did was edit it.
Oh, wow.
And so
wow.
I bet she's kind of fun to live with.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those, huh?
If Mama doesn't get what she wants, Jerry doesn't get what he wants.
Pretty much. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I'll tell you when I have plumbers out here at my home,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, watching, and my husband's all, you need to leave, get out of their way. They know what they're doing. Why are you right there? And I said, oh, well, I was just seeing, and he's like, no, get out of the way. Let them do their job. They don't need some wife hovering over them. And I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't saying anything. He's all, that's not the point. Like, let them do their work. Okay.
Yeah.
I said, okay, then I'm going shopping. He's okay, bye. You don't have to tell me twice. But yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, it honestly, I'll tell you this. I didn't even notice it, like I said, until you told me, to be quite honest with you, because all I'm seeing is the 5-star reviews. But that one, the reason that it came up number one, I mean, as the first one, is because it's your newest review. One thing I would recommend, though, Jim, if you got clients you're still in contact with, tell them to go on there and leave reviews. It'll bury that one. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, that's kind of what a year ago, I had two people that gave me ones. One of them,
uh-huh.
I got them to back off because under the threat of taking them to court for slander. And the guy even tried to get me arrested for calling him and harassing him for pulling that down, and my son just totally tore that apart.
Oh, wow. Well, thank goodness you have your son. You know what I mean?
My son just decimated him with the city attorney in Red Lodge. And that young contractor, he must have a couple cops who are his friends, and so they were kind of taking his side, and so they kind of built it up like I needed to have charges pressed on me. And so my son had contacted the lieutenant or the captain, and then he had a call into the city attorney, and then the city attorney returned his call in case he just asked him, have you interviewed your officers to where you could get an idea whether they were telling you the truth or not? And he said no, and he said, well, maybe you ought to do that, not take everything they say for granted.
Oh, wow.
He just nailed him on that one. And then the guy, that same attorney was handling, what was it? It was something else. And my son went after that or sent that kid a letter saying that if he didn't pull the stuff down, we were going to sue him.
Oh, wow.
And so that kid went running to the cops again and the city attorney and said, hey, he's still hassling me and his son can't call me either. Well, you can't tell an attorney they can't call somebody. That's their right.
Exactly.
You know.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And my son said, yeah, this guy told me I couldn't contact him. And
oh, my gosh.
So I guess that other attorney kind of got a chuckle. He said, you know, he said, this guy's kind of got a screw loose. And he said, you know, you ought to look this over. And that guy had another attorney that called him. The city attorney had this other guy's attorney call him. And so he was kind of taking his word for it. And he said, you know, he said, if we have to, we'll just take him to court. But anyway, the city attorney said, yeah, he says, you aren't doing anything wrong. So then Casey called up that kid's attorney and said, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, wow.
And then that kid wanted to leave a one rating up there with just no comments. And Casey told him, he said, this is coming down today. Or he said, we're filing suit tomorrow.
Oh, man.
And so finally that kid's attorney called that kid up and said, look, you know, you can't win a case when the guy you're fighting, son, is an attorney. He said, he'll bury me in paperwork and it'll cost you, you know, $20,000.
He was like, okay, I'm good then. Well, thank goodness you have your son, right, to help you with that.
Well, my son gave me quite a lecture telling me that this shit had to stop because, you know, he said this would have cost anybody else $2,000.
Oh, wow.
The amount of time it took. So he was basically telling me that he couldn't just kind of handle these ad nauseum, you know.
Yeah. Well, either that or you pay him 50%.
Well, you know. When I brought that case with those people that had that one rating there, he said, well, he said, this isn't like that other case. He said that one was an out-and-out lie. And I looked at it, and that review over and over, and I finally texted Casey one morning about 4. I said, those pictures are deceptive and untruthful and leading.
Right.
And I said, their statement, I said, the job was done in 2 weeks. It wasn't done in 3 days like I'd hoped it would be, but I said it wasn't a year. And, but I said, all her statements make it look like it takes forever and they have to keep, riding you to get it done.
Right. Well, good for you. Well,
yeah,
like I said,
like that, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, you know, but, you know, you reap what you sow, right?
Well, I don't know. They're, you know, if they don't get it pulled down, I'm going to, you know, how do I find out how many people looked at my reviews and stuff? There's ways of doing that, isn't there?
I don't know. I know, like, I mean, there's ways of tracking how many times you come up in the search results. I know of those ways, but, like, how many times you come up in the reviews, I'm not aware. Like, how many times they looked at them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, it says I'm getting looked at about, or my thing comes up 700 times a month. Well, you know, if I lose two jobs a month, you know, when these are, $5,000 windows, you know, that costs me 10 to 20,000 a month. And that would be quite a libel suit.
Yeah.
Even though it's not all profit, you know, it's just like any business, you keep increasing the work and then, your profits go up correspondingly.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
But anyway, if you could send me that information on what it costs a month, maybe I'll look it over and I might decide to go on it earlier.
Yeah, what's the, let me do this, Jim. What's the best, hold on, let me go to this screen here. What's the best email for you? And I'll send you everything in writing for the local only package.
Yeah, Jim Barrett, JR.
Uh-huh.
At AOL.com.
Okay. JR, right?
Yeah.
At AOL.com. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get an over, an email sent to you. That's okay. I used to have AOL. I don't even remember it anymore. I'll get an email over to you. It'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Slash. It'll have everything listed that we just discussed for the $149 local only package. And then feel free and, you know, call me whenever you feel you're ready and we'll take a look to see what we have available, okay?
What would something like that, roughly, what would that be to be statewide?
Oh man, if you're trying to go statewide, one thing I'll tell you is you're going to have to run, Google Ads, and I mean, that's going to run you very expensive. Google Ads are not cheap at all. They're pretty expensive. Google Ads, and I only say that because with Google Ads, you're talking about a 100-mile radius, right? But I'd have to look into it and see if maybe you qualify for the, Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed might be another option for you. I'll get with my manager tomorrow and see if you qualify for that program. What Google
If I went from Billings to, say, Butte to Great Falls and all of eastern Montana, and then down into Wyoming, down even as down to Sheridan and Gillette. And Cody.
Yeah, you're talking about that's over 200 and something miles, right?
If it says the crow flies, 200 miles would probably cover me.
No, the reason that I ask is, just so you know, Google Ads, the farthest that they'll target is a 100-mile radius, right? That's as far as they'll cover. If to cover 100 miles, you're looking at $449 a month. And that'll give you coverage from your zip code, covering you 100 miles around your zip code. They're very expensive. Very expensive.
Is that as a crow flies? So if I was listed in Red Lodge, would that cover Bozeman?
Let me see. I'm looking up something. Yeah, because when you're talking about, so when you, Billings to Red Lodge, you're about like a 60-mile distance, right?
Yeah, but I mean, from Red Lodge, you have to go toward Joliet, and then you go north to Columbus, and it's 140 miles. So I think if they use it on a protractor basis, I think it would include Bozeman, and it would include Billings that way also, and Cody.
So I know, like, because you're PIN verified in Billings, the way that the Google Ads works, it's like you take your zip code, right, where you're PIN verified, and draw a circle 100 miles around your zip code and throw a blanket over it. That's all of the area that it's covering, right?
Okay.
Anything outside of that,
I have a Google app for Barrett Concrete Cutting Red Lodge also.
Oh, you do? You're running a Google app now?
But no, just a Google profile for Barrett Concrete Cutting Red Lodge. That's the one I started with. And it wasn't bringing me Billings, so I made up a Billings one.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, in that case, you would have to do Google Ads, and like I said, they're expensive. They're very expensive. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, Jim. Well, you have yourself a very Merry Christmas and a happy and profitable New Year.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye now.
Bye.